Dr. Ron Moen is research associate with the Natural Resources Research Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth. He was a panelist with us last year on a First Thursday broadcast discussing the declining moose population in the Arrowhead, and he joins us this morning to talk about GPS tracking and the status of the area moose herd. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
So what are we learning about GPS? First of all, how do you do that?
Well, it's a new technology that just became available, and it's one of those things that timing is perfect for the Minnesota moose problem. Basically, the collars have a GPS unit on them, but on top of that, they also transmit the locations up to satellites, and then we get the locations in, like with a 6 to 12 hour delay. So this is going to be one of the fastest turnaround projects that there ever has been.
Now, do GPS collars go on moose of all ages, or just the calves, or what?
Well, actually, you can put them on calves, and that's an upcoming project that I'm involved with some other people, but what we have the collars on right now is adults. It's basically a matter of, you can't miniaturize the thing and have enough batteries mm-hmm. in it to have it last for a long time if you want to put it on a calf, for example.
How long have we been doing this?
This is the start of the third year of the project, and we've had collars on about 60 moose, and I'm just one of the people on the project. We got animals collared on the Grand Portage Indian Reservation, the Gunflint Trail area, down by Isabella, Finland, Voyageurs National Park, and up in Quetico Provincial Park. So it's really a large-scale study, too, that we're going to be able to learn because of the differences across regions.
Any preliminary look at the statistics so far? Any trends or anything that you can see?
The problem is, which ones do we want to talk about?
Okay.
Let's see.
Talk about the interesting ones.
Yeah, how about if we start? I mean, I know that people will be interested in a few things related to, like, survival and calving and that kind of thing. The cows that we've collared, about 80% of them have been pregnant across the range. And that's one of the differences that we saw, like in northwest Minnesota, when that population declined. They were having actually low pregnancy rates. 80%, a little bit higher than that, is not bad. So that's good. We did see lower pregnancy rates this year in Voyageurs National Park. We don't know why, but that's what we saw. So, and we also, one of the things about these collars, just as an FYI, is that we can figure out when the cows are giving birth. So we've already had one calf born this year down by the Greenwood Lake area, the southern Greenwood Lake. So there's some real neat technology or advances.
Yeah, one of the things I recall that we talked about during our moose broadcast was the fact that the statistics show that the cows are calving, but then there seems to be a problem with the survival rate. I don't know that your kind of technology can address that. I will be speaking with Erica Butler, the state's wildlife veterinarian, tomorrow about mortality.
Okay.
But what's the herd look like from your perspective? How'd they go through the winter?
Well, the winter conditions, as we all know, were pretty mild. So there was no weather-related issues associated with, like, starvation mortality or something like that. We had a few mortalities, though. There's a term that's has been used in the past called tip over disease. Like, it's kind of like you walk out and see a collared moose, find out that it's dead, you walk out and then find out it's laying down on the ground, just untouched by anything. And we did have one of those up in Voyageurs this winter.
And you don't know what causes that?
Really, it should be called a syndrome, because we don't know. We had one moose last September that actually had a cancer in the stomach, and that was diagnosed. Like, the advantage of these collars, and Erica will tell you a lot more about that tomorrow, is being able to get in quickly, and that's what her study is going to be able to do, and identify the cause of death, because you can get in and actually find the animal still intact.
Yeah, before it's attacked by predators.
Yes, or scavengers.
What, was winter too warm for moose, and what does that mean in terms of some of the parasites that they suffer from?
That's a good question, and make sure that you ask Erica that one. we're actually starting. I got a graduate student is going to be starting this fall, looking at snails, and snails are important because they transmit a couple of the parasites that affect moose pretty severely. And it's an example of what we can do with this collar technology. He's going to be a master's student. student, and we're going to go to the actual pad that these moose were walking on, so we can sample a habitat where they'd be picking up snails potentially.
So you're actually tracking not just where they are, but where they've been. You can graph that out, I take it.
This technology is incredible. I mean, we've got, you normally think of a study with animals, and you've got points saying the animal was here, 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 and here, but we've got so many locations that we've pretty much got a linear path of where these animals walk through the woods.
Okay, we've been speaking with Dr. Ron Moen. He's Research Associate with the Natural Resources Research Institute at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Thank you for taking time to be with us this morning, and we may want to check back with you later and see how the GPS project is going.
Yep, that sounds great.